in my head.
La 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 la.
Visions looming ahead.
Ba 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 ba.
This is like a Bob Dylan song. That's
yeah. That was like a critical comment to me.
No, there's nothing wrong with Bob Dylan. Sounds like him.
The top topics of the day on the Good Day program, 7 minutes after the hour. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here to review what's going on in your neck of the woods, in our neck of the woods, and the neck of the woods. Another California city has opted for bankruptcy. Meanwhile, the city of Stockton, California, says to its... let me see here. Hold on a second. I'm getting a little fast with my computer.
It happened with me, too.
Yeah, right. I always want to be just like you when I grow up, Jennifer. Anyway, the cities in California will start falling off like flies because they have too many benefits for too many people, and they can't afford it. And they made all these promises when the unions were riding high. It's another reason not to have unions in municipal area. I just think that there should be no unions in government. Period. End of story. Here's what we can pay you. This is the deal. So anyway, city of Stockton, California, filing, and now its employees are suing the bankruptcy court because the city of Stockton says we can't pay any more health benefits for you. You got to pay them for yourself if you're retired. So how much of that's going to happen? The dominoes continue to affect. Imagine if that happened where we are in Los Angeles, Jennifer, Los Angeles County. But how can you prevent it? How many people has Jesse, here you go. How many people has Governor Brown announced will be furloughed? What does that mean? Are they going to be fired? They may come back. They may not come back. Mm-hmm. But were there a couple of unions? Did I see that? There were a couple of specific unions that seemed to be affected more by that than others.
I know that my mom in the teachers union, 10 furlough days next year.
10 furlough days.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That means you don't work and you don't get paid.
Right.
But isn't there a law that says you have to go to school 184 days a year?
Yeah, and I don't know how they get around
that. How do you deal with that? Yeah,
I
exactly.
don't know.
Anybody who's a teacher?
The kids are the only ones suffering, and then the teachers get all upset. And I don't necessarily think that teachers need a union, but...
No. Well, if you're a teacher, here two questions for teachers. Number one, 800-510-8255, by the way, is the number here. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/goodday, and Twitter @goodday show, plus, of course, email to doug@dougsteffen.com and jen@dougsteffen.com. So if the requirement is 184 days, please, if you're a teacher, help us understand how you get around that.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, people would say that are teachers, well, why should we give back? Because I think the teaching profession is one of those professions. You give back in some way, shape, or form, because this isn't about you, is it? Isn't it about the students? And if you work in cities like Los Angeles, aren't you ashamed of yourself enough at the dismal rate of graduation in most of the city's high schools? And doesn't that reflect back on you as a teacher? Or is it the system? Is
a lot
it administrators?
Of it has to do with the culture of the city right now.
Culture of the city, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say, I mean, as much as I've heard some very bad horror stories about some of the teachers throughout the city, it really has a lot to do with the culture and the economy and the fact that many of the students that they're teaching are illegal and are being called into the family business during their high school years and told to drop out of school.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know that. That's good information. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Yesterday, the House of Representatives decided to once again, for the 33rd time, repeal Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to have a little number reference?
Yes, please.
How much this costs the taxpayer? $14 million every time they do it. Costs $14 million a day to run Congress. That is salaries for the staff, salaries for the people that are involved, all the salaries, the offices, the agencies, yada, yada.
That's pretty shameful.
14 times 33 is $462 million of your tax. How many people worked their butts off for how much time in order for this ridiculous, stupid exercise, regardless of whether you like Obamacare or not? You know it's not going to, if you have any leadership, you know, leadership quotient, it's not going to get through the Senate because there aren't enough Republicans to pass it. Obama sure as heck's not going to sign a bill repealing his own bill. So what are you doing this for?
I know. Just to make a stand.
What stand? That you're stupid?
That we don't like it.
You don't
it.
Give a damn about the taxpayer?
I know.
$462 million. Who's going to roll with that today on some of these television programs?
The message should be, instead of doing all this and going through the motions, the message should be, if you do not like it, and here's why you shouldn't, vote for somebody who's going to repeal it.
Yeah.
That should be it.
Fix it.
I know, but nobody wants to fix. That's the thing. With government, nobody really wants to fix anything. We just like to complain about everything, which...
Yeah, it's over-the-top stuff. Really is. All right. Let's see. What other items of interest do we have here? The captain of the Costa Concordia.
Remember I remember him. Mr. Yeah. Showboater. Yes.
Right. His name is Francesco Schettino.
Ugh.
He admitted last night...
I think
night,
his friends just call him Jump Ship.
Right. Well, or maybe something else with his last name, Schettino. He admitted he was distracted by a phone call when the ship capsized. 32 people dead. Doesn't look like they're going to be able to save the ship now. They're still, after all this time, trying to... It's going to cost them $300 million to get that ship out of there. They're trying to figure out all kinds of things, but the ship is a wreck now. All that water in there for all these months. So they have a total loss of the ship. It's going to cost them $300 million to get it out of there. Woo-wee! Man, this guy was interviewed last night on Italian television. He said he was making a phone call to a retired captain on shore, and the navigation was under another officer's control. He said once he realized the ship was going to hit the rocks, he turned the vessel abruptly in order to save lives. He also insisted he did not intentionally abandon ship before everybody else got off.
He was company, just thirsty.
Right.
Sorry.
The company has blamed him for mishandling the whole thing, basically. So they're laying it on him. Great. 800-510-8255. Let's see what else. Has you got the latest on Katie Holmes? Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. Do I have the latest on Katie Holmes? Do you know that this woman, and I don't know if I should say poor woman or not, that she felt like she had to do this. She was using disposable cell phones and all kinds of shady things that she had to do so that Tom Cruise would have no idea that she was getting ready to file for divorce. In fact, it's come out now that he was just getting ready to do a stunt on his new film, Oblivion is the name of it, when he got off his motorcycle to take a call, and that's how he had found out about the divorce. He had no idea it was coming because of this disposable cell and the secretive buying of houses and all this stuff. And by the way, how rich do you have to be to secretly buy a house when your spouse doesn't even know about it? That's just a little side note. And then also it's come out, it just came out yesterday from Us Weekly, that she had been getting support from Nicole Kidman. Remember her? Tom Cruise's second ex, I guess.
Yeah.
Nicole's been supportive, said she's been through it all, and told Katie to hang in there. And they're private friends that people may not know about, according to insiders.
Right. Insiders. Mm-hmm. Private friend.
I still want to know what the deal is with Nicole and the adopted kids that she and Tom have together, because Tom always has them. She never has them. I wonder if that was part of the deal, was to give them up to Scientology.
Well, what's the story with Scientology? They say that it wasn't their fault. It's not our fault they're getting divorced.
Right. Well, and, you know, maybe it's not their fault. Maybe it's Tom's fault that he was very ingrained in.
That's interpretation, right?
Yeah. But they're saying now Scientology and Tom Cruise's lawyer is denying that that Scientology played any part in the divorce, because TMZ reported that there was very strict guidelines about what could be discussed with Suri about religion. And so Tom's lawyers are saying that's not true. There's nothing about Scientology in the divorce papers, yada, yada, yada.
What I want
to
know.
I disagree. Yes.
The most important thing I want to know is about Dawson's Creek. That's the most important part of this whole thing.
You are so cute. You've been so excited about making this reunion, haven't you?
Let's get this thing on the road.
Shows. Well, apparently, Katie wasn't the only one, Doug, that didn't want to appear in the Dawson's Creek reunion. The one that I like the best, Joshua Jackson, he's on Fringe. He played Pacey on Dawson's Creek. He didn't really like the idea of doing the reunion either. He said, "We killed the show, so I don't think that's ever going to happen." But, you know, he said, "Never say never. If I'm out of work for enough years, absolutely I'll do it. We'll be old and gray and nasty by that time." because, you know, they play teenagers. And
old, gray, and nasty.
Yeah.
All right, coming up.
He didn't want to do it either.
In the top topic review, Jennifer and I are going through, in this hour as we do every day, homes evacuated in Ohio. And we'll look at the Olympics, plus more of the juicy stuff that Jennifer's good at. The ag bill has passed. What are the ramifications for you in that? 800-510-8255. You've heard me talk about the longevity lineup of anti-aging products. How much money can you make in your current job? Would you like a part-time job that would be fun because you're helping distribute doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products, longevity products? You can start your own home business. Imagine if everybody you knew with high blood pressure took your product and found it outperformed their prescriptions. Add people you know with body pain, and again, your products outperform their prescriptions. Imagine just by helping your friends start there with their blood pressure, joint pain, you've started a satisfying home business, earning a healthy income. Naturally, your friends will share their good news with others, and in no time, you've got a booming longevity home business. Call 855-309-TEAM and join the fastest-growing work-from-home business in America. Or you can go to DougStephanTeam.com to check this out. 855-309-TEAM, 855-309-8326. You will like what you're doing with longevity. You'll take the products yourself. You'll see. This is healthcare for America. Forget about Obamacare. This is the way to deal with obesity and diabetes and cancer. You protect yourself taking this. And, of course, as you start to sell it, you this is a revolution. It really is. And it's for 20-some-odd years. So, you know, it's doctor-tested and doctor-recommended. 855-309-8326.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Listen to the people at 800-510-8255. Doug and Jennifer, the top topics of the day here on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Lawsuit, Mary Mumba had claimed that another woman had used voodoo to steal her husband, Marcellus Mumba. It was Mary and Marcellus Mumba. They made a wonderful...
The Mumbas.
The Mumbas, right.
Meet the Mumbas.
Meet the Mumbas. All right, everybody, let's have a chorus of...
You guys are crazy. You know, you guys are self-destructive. There's a funny farm that has your name written all over it.
Having fun with Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Oh, and you know, Biden did it again. You see this?
In a speech... Biden always does this. In a speech in Las Vegas to Latino leaders, he talked about when he was growing up, his parents didn't have much money, and how thin the walls were in his house. That's all he had to say. The walls were very thin. Then he said, and he didn't know how his parents did it without being heard. You know, I'm guessing the sound of Joe constantly talking drowned them out. I think that might have been what it was.
Mitt Romney turned up in an unlikely place today. He gave a speech at the annual NAACP conference in Houston. Why, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he confused NAACP with NASCAR, but it got off to a bad start when Romney pulled up in front of the convention center. He instinctively locked the doors to his limo. And Romney isn't very popular among African-American voters. In fact, diabetes is more popular among African-American voters.
Hey, guys, this is cool. A hotel in England is bringing in Kindles to replace Bibles in their nightstands. Yeah, and then they'll be bringing in more Bibles to replace those stolen Kindles. Because if I steal a Bible, I might as well take a Kindle, yeah.
Hi, that's Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
He's growing on you, I can tell.
Jay Leno, some of the late-night comedy. Bill Cosby is 75 years old today.
Yes.
Who doesn't remember with pleasure some of the great moments from The Cosby Show?
Maybe you can just accept who I am and love me anyway. Because I'm your son.
Theo, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. No wonder you get D's and everything. Now, I'm telling you, you are going to try as hard as you can. And you're going to do it because I said so. I am your father. I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out.
Bill Cosby, 75. The ladies on The View yesterday were talking about health care in their own way, how to stay thin by eating tiny pieces of food.
An experimental anti-obesity vaccine had mice lose 10% of their body weight in just 4 days. Now, the vaccine is a decade away from the market, but until then, experts say a great diet tip is cutting your food into tiny pieces. Now, Barbara is an old cutter. Yeah, you, this is old news to you. You cut up the food. You know what I'm talking about.
It's not me, it's my friend.
It's your friend. Well,
right.
The friend.
And they will have orgasms while they're cutting. This is the way they eat. You never say when somebody's passing the tray, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on a diet. That's insulting. Okay. You take everything. But then what you do is you cut everything up. See? Like I've done. Very small. You mush it all up, you see, like that.
So
you mush it all up, and you're hiding it.
Oh,
so now we don't know what we've left and what we have. And then when you eat, you see, you go.
You take a little bit like that.
But you're always eating.
You're always eating.
You don't look like it. But when you're done, you've eaten this much, and the plate is okay, but you're almost done. I've eaten them when I have any.
So
right?
Do your friends also indulge in bulimia as well?
Right. There's some pretty good moments on that show. Speaking of good moments, time is 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. One way to really get a local experience when you travel is to stay in someone else's home instead of a hotel. But that can also make for a truly awkward experience if you don't come prepared. A homestay can come in a lot of different forms. You might arrange to stay in a local's home through friends, or you could use an online service like Couchsurfing.com, or rent a room through Airbnb.com, or iStopover.com. Or it may be arranged through an official school or tour program. But regardless of the setup, there are some basic rules of etiquette. Ask questions to make sure the home is in the right place for you. Will there be other travelers sharing the space? Where is it located? Does it matter if the host doesn't speak English? Is it close to mass transit? Find out what amenities will be available to you. Are the laundry facilities and kitchen open for your use? Never assume that your host will also be your tour guide. If you're not comfortable establishing that in advance, you better be flexible when you get there. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you give something back at your local Napa.
Napa know-how.
Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, technology is changing faster than ever.
By the time you get it out of the box, it's already out of date.
Which is why Rent-A-Center really makes sense. You can get the latest and greatest computers and tablets without ever worrying.
Because you can upgrade to the latest model anytime you want.
So you're never stuck with yesterday's technology.
Like my phone?
Wow, is that a cord?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a great deal on Acer laptops or tablet computers, all with the worry-free guarantee. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The first kiss of the day comes from Jennifer and Doug, depending on your own sexual persuasion, I guess.
Or maybe both of us. Crazy.
All right, speaking of crazy, as we go through the top topics of the day, interesting how we're friendly with, I have been friends for a long time with Gordon Liddy, who was the first felon to really make it big on the radio.
And now the industry is filled with them.
Nah, right, exactly. So here's the latest.
Okay.
Jack Abramoff. You remember him?
Sure.
Nation's first. He was sentenced to 6 years for mail fraud, conspiracy to bribe public officials, tax evasion. He was a fixer. Got caught as a consultant. So guess what he's going to be doing starting this weekend?
What's that?
A radio program.
No.
Actually,
who's brought him in?
Been on Premiere, same people that syndicate Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, George Norrie, are going to offer this gentleman the opportunity to fill the airwaves every weekend. He says he'll be the nation's most controversial host because I was actually involved in the things we talk about on these programs. So he's on Sirius right now. Sirius XM, and he'll be on the Premier Radio Network starting, I think, this Sunday.
Hmm.
So, another
what do you
felon.
Think? Winner or loser?
Depends on his approach. There's another guy named Ernie Ishtook who is starting a program. I don't even begin to understand why people think that's going to be of interest to anybody. It's the same old, same old. Abraham probably has some pretty good, I mean, Abramoff probably has got some pretty good stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
The key is, how does he tell the stories?
Right.
Does he tell them well? Are they juicy? Are people going to be attentive and interesting?
You sound like Gordon, your talk radio consultant.
Well, Gordon Liddy was a master at doing it. That's why he did so well for so long. He's a great storyteller, and he has great stories to tell. Imagine the experiences that man has had in his life. Is he that good at storytelling, and are his stories that good? That will be what predicates this show. I mean, the thing is that a lot of the critics of talk radio say we have nobody new. And by that they mean there's nobody young. And there are a few young hosts, but most of the people who are successful are the ones who have been doing it for a long time, been around for a while. So whether this guy brings something new to the table or not, I just find it interesting that that's where we're going for more conversation. And I can understand where it might do well, frankly. But, you know, the other side of it is there's a big, wide, wonderful world out there. A lot of people won't want to be interested in or won't be listening to him. So they'll find something else to listen to. At any rate, it'd be interesting to follow it, and I'd be you want to be the first kid on your block to know what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Jennifer, Anderson Cooper apparently, now that he's come out, has decided to get married. Is that true or
well,
not?
Well, I don't know if it's now that he's come out he's decided to get married. Maybe he decided to get married, and that's why he
Mike
finally came out. That's
what
I think. But he's had this boyfriend, Ben Masani is his name, and they've been dating since 2009. Mm-hmm. And now friends of the couple say that they're going to tie the knot maybe this summer, maybe before Labor Day in New York City, and same-sex marriage is legal there. So it could happen. Could happen.
It'll be very exciting. Why did Mitt Romney go to the NAACP conference yesterday to get booed?
I don't know.
And why is it that... It's
and
so predictable.
I don't know if I like that.
It's so predictable. I don't either. What's so predictable?
Because if you're reaching out to a group that you know you're not strong with, I mean, the least you can do is kind of listen, I guess. You know, I don't know.
But why would he start by saying, I'm going to kill Obamacare?
Well, that would probably be dumb. Maybe he thought he was in a different place. He thought he was talking to a different group. Who knows?
Yeah, right. Could have been.
Yeah, he could have been a little smarter. They could have been a little nicer. It would have been a lot better.
800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day and at Good Day Show on Twitter, plus email to Jennifer or Doug at DougStefan.com. Investigators have found evidence that a defendant killed himself using cyanide after he was found guilty in a Phoenix courtroom.
Had he been in prison before that?
Because
where'd he get cyanide from?
Yeah, well, you can. Wait, you can. He got a canister. Authorities found a canister labeled cyanide in a vehicle that belonged to this fellow. Michael Marin was his name. The poison was purchased for $68 from a supplier with his personal credit card. So apparently, you can buy this stuff kind of like you can buy vitamins online.
Hmm. That's weird.
He had been convicted for arson, burning down a big house. After the verdict was read, he put his hands to his mouth, appeared to swallow something. Moments later, he was dead.
Wow.
How about them apples?
That's dramatic.
That is kind of dramatic.
Hey, he saved the taxpayers money.
A lot of money, exactly. Speaking of the taxpayers being saved, the House Agriculture Committee yesterday approved a 5-year farm and nutrition bill.
All right, now, so what does that mean?
As a farmer, I will tell you what it means. Is that has nothing really to do with agriculture. It has everything to do with another government giveaway called food stamps. Somehow or other, the food stamp program, which is an $80 billion debacle every year, they have a big fight on their hands because they want to cut 2% off the $80 billion. 2%. First of all, it's not a farm bill. Secondly, it's a bloated government program that's so abused. And where are we in the political stream as far as talking about this and educating voters about this? The legislation saves $3.5 billion a year, with $1.6 billion coming from tightening rules for food stamps. They do the same thing basically in the Senate
bill. But yet they're calling it agriculture.
Right.
It's
not
so outrageous. It's just all about trickery.
Yeah. It's just the proposal to cut food stamps is something one of the people involved in this says it'll hurt 2 to 3 million people who are on food assistance. But there are a lot of people, for example, from 2002 to 2012, it was 19 million on food stamps 10 years ago, and 46 million now. Hello? What does all that mean? Has to do, certainly, with the economy, but that kind of growth in the food stamp program, who's paying for it? See, another, okay, government pays for this, government pays for that, government
jump
here, government
board.
There, let's have a big old time. I was going to say a gay old time, but that doesn't work anymore. So, and again, as a farmer, there are a lot of things in these bills that don't affect farmers, and some of them do, but the farmers who get the money are the ones, they aren't really farmers, they're big agribusinesses. It's just a payoff for them. Price support programs, that kind of stuff. Yes, some farmers do benefit from these. Some farmers are compensated for modest revenue losses, subsidies for insurance, and that sort of thing is what part of this is. But there were a lot of different things. I mean, there's so many little nuances. A sugar subsidy for sugar cane and sugar beet growers was killed, which makes sense. I mean, I could go through this and we'd take a lot of time. I just think that it's misnomer to think this is a farm bill. There is a little in it that is about agriculture, but most of it is about food stamps. So, anyway, and there seemed to me there was something about medical marijuana. Hold on just a second. An amendment that prohibits people from claiming medical marijuana as a medical cost for the purpose of determining food stamp eligibility.
What does that mean?
It was approved on a vote that you have a certain amount of money in your income, and if you deduct medical marijuana that you're paying for, like a mortgage payment, then that just cuts down. It allows you
cuts
to get
cuts down the amount of food stamps. Or
yeah, no, it stamps. Increases the if you it increases.
Well, sure, because you're hungry after you've had all that medical marijuana.
Is that it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I think there should just be items that you can and cannot buy with food stamps. I know there's supposed to be, but I think I told you a couple weeks ago I was in a grocery store and there was a guy using public assistance to buy wine.
Here's really? An amendment that would have removed a requirement for dairy farmers participating in a new voluntary risk management program to also agree to be subject to supply management controls where they would have to cut production when surpluses drive prices down. That was kicked out. There was also a move for the dairy farmers to require a national registration of all cows, which would have put that would have further killed the family farm business because the records that were required were ridiculous. The government, folks, is out of control. Your government is screwed up. There's no reason in the world other than there's more. Last night I attended a meeting of the Traffic Safety Committee in Framingham, because I live in the rural part of town, narrow, windy roads, dangerous. There's a lot of traffic because of the cut-through from one city to another. And they drive through this part of town to save the traffic on the big roads. So as a result of that, in the summertime, there are always a lot of accidents. There's been a death about a stone's throw from me here. There has been at least 8 to 10 accidents a week on this road, and so the police are finally being pushed into doing something that they don't really want to do. And one of the ideas is put those bumps in the road, you know, all kinds of things. But what I learned having to do with government, there is a city and town traffic division studying traffic. The state has a traffic division, and they set the speed limit on your local road. Not the local authorities. The state has a group that studies road conditions and then sets the speed limit. The state. And then the federal government has jurisdiction as well because of the federal money that comes in the road program. So they've built these bureaucracies, federal bureaucracy, state bureaucracy, local bureaucracy. So the guys, we're instead of taking some action, okay, here's what we do to slow the traffic down, they're going to hire a consultant to study what the traffic flows are and make recommendations so that, in fact, we'll be able to have cover when we decide to do something. Got to have a consultant. Yeah. A road consultant. So the state has their consultants plus their staff. The town has a staff plus a consultant now they're going to hire. The feds do the same thing to figure out how to slow traffic down on a narrow, windy country road. Can you believe? This is what we have come to. No wonder everybody is broke. And you want to pay more in taxes to support that? What's the matter with you? Those of you who think that's a cool idea. All right. I guess that's my, excuse me, my read on that.
Yoga breath?
Yeah. All right. We need time for Olympic information.
We sure
and that,
do.
And all those homes that were evacuated in Ohio coming right up 14 for the hour on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. but then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Fearful investors are fleeing from stocks, real estate, commodities because of economic instability here and abroad. Swiss America reports, investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but most are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. Many are jumping from the frying pan into the fire by converting their assets into U.S. dollars. Converting assets into dollars, it's like seeking shelter from today's bear market inside the bear's cave. Politicians can debase the dollar by printing trillions of them out of thin air. Instead, Swiss America says buy solid things the Fed and the politicians cannot print and therefore cannot devalue, as they have the U.S. dollar. I'm talking about gold, and I'm asking you to call the company that believes, like I do, that once you have all the facts, life's decisions become a whole lot simpler. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, and ask for the Future of Money CD and Remaking Money, a special report for solutions. Again, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
All right, let's get to Columbus's problem, Columbus, Ohio. 100 homes evacuated, Jennifer, after a freight train carrying chemicals exploded after it derailed. 11 cars of a 98-car train headed south through Columbus. Train carrying denatured alcohol, a chemical used to make plastic, styrene. Hazmat officials called to the scene said there was no risk. Witnesses did report a chemical smell. So what? Remember the, did I tell you the story on the air about the hazmat team being called in
when
manure fell off of the manure wagon going down the street?
No.
Just how crazy. It's craziness.
Death by cow poop.
But I think in this circumstance, better to be safe than sorry. That's probably.
Yeah, no, I understand. With that, it's scary for sure.
A couple of items from the Olympics. The story today at DougStefan.com. About Olympic athletes' uniforms. Would you like to fill us in on that, Ms. Horn?
Well, yes. Actually, it is a poll question today at DougStefan.com and also a question at our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday. I guess the Olympic Committee in all of their lovely glory have decided that they're going to make the uniforms for our U.S. Olympic team in China. It's the video of the day. You won't believe it. You'll look at these Ralph Lauren blazers, and you'll see that they're made in China. It's an outrage. So, well, that's my vote anyway. We're asking you, is it A, an outrage? Are you with me on my team? Or are you thinking there's still 2 weeks, we should replace them? It's sad, but I'm not surprised. It's not that big of a deal. Or no one will care when we start winning all those medals.
Yeah.
Are you a little upset by this?
More than a little.
And
Nobody thinks about this stuff.
Well, and in addition to this being the Olympic team, Ralph Lauren is the one that made their uniforms. So
designed them.
He designed them, and his tag is in it. So am I guessing that all of Ralph Lauren's stuff is now made in China? Would that be the guess? I think it might be.
Probably. Well, some of it. Probably a good deal of it.
And also, how many of your clothes are? I mean, gosh, we need to really start checking our tags, people.
Yep. Security for the Olympics, private security company has to provide extra personnel. So far, 10,000 guards have been hired, but they only have 3,500 security workers on duty so far.
Nice.
Not a big deal or not. Anyway, the military probably get in and work on that. So the hot hits, the top topics of the day on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That is interesting stats about Facebook and Twitter, about some action from Shelley Palmer, Jennifer. I have a lot of things to talk about here. Two new Kickstarter records have been set by a project whose popularity has exploded since it was added to a particular site, Kickstarter. Do you know that site?
I don't. I'm going to look it up right now.
All right, well, you can listen to Shelley in a moment. He'll explain here on Good Day.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, two new Kickstarter records have been set by a project whose popularity has exploded since it was added to the site. The Ouya video game console became the fastest project to raise $1 million and raised the most money ever raised on Kickstarter in one day. The low-cost Android-based open-source device intends to pave the way for independent game developers to get their games onto your TV screen. Kickstarter users seem to like that sentiment, and the project is raising money so fast, if I say a number now, it'll be inaccurate by the time my voice reaches your ears. And it still has until August 9th to raise more money. Gamers are hungry for a new system. It's been years since the release of a popular TV-based device, and technology and gaming have advanced significantly. The Ouya console is expected to be available in 2013, and by pledging $99 or more, you can reserve one for yourself. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Lynn is buying a battery. Ever been an act of charity?
This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa.
Napa know-how.
Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
As millions of Americans head to the beach this summer, maybe to the pool, the park, backyard, barbecues, a lot of fun this summer, people with diabetes ought to be aware that they need to take a few extra precautions to stay safe from the heat and humidity. Brian Osich reports one more.
As summer begins to heat up, it's important to remember people with diabetes are at greater risk for heat-related illnesses and may need extra precautions to stay safe. Dr. Deneen Voita, co-creator of United Health Group's Diabetes Prevention and Control Alliance.
Diabetes impairs your ability to sweat, which means hot and humid weather can dangerously affect the body's regulation of blood sugar.
Dr. Voita has some tips for those who have diabetes.
Everyone should wear plenty of sunblock and avoid extended sun exposure. Check your blood sugar levels often and keep medications in a cool, dry place. Drink plenty of water, especially when exercising, and steer clear of caffeinated or alcoholic drinks, which can actually be dehydrating. Look out for signs of heat exhaustion or stroke, like muscle cramps, dizziness, nausea, or vomiting. And if you or someone you know experiences these symptoms, get help straight away.
For more, visit unitedhealthgroup.com/diabetes. That's healthcare now from United Health Group.
All right, let's focus on sudden showers and what happens in the summertime with slippery roads. Here's a report for drivers to help prepare you thinking about these nerve-wracking conditions. Make sure your vehicle is up to speed. Let's listen.
This time of year, thunderstorms seem to appear out of nowhere, and with these sudden downpours come the increased risk of losing control of your vehicle on wet roadways. That's why GM's James Bell says you need to be prepared.
The risk of skidding or hydroplaning during a seasonal storm is very likely. One way to help avoid hydroplaning is by having properly inflated tires. If they're overinflated, they can have less traction on slippery roads. Also, make sure the tread is still intact and consider a tire rotation, which ensures that they're getting equal wear. And if you have to replace your tires.
Bell says slow down on wet roadways and make sure you have a clear, unobstructed view of the road ahead.
Check and see if your windshield wipers are in good shape. They usually take a beating during the winter months, and the last thing you want to do is be driving in a sudden downpour with worn-out wipers.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
0 to 60 in 10 seconds. Count them down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. We're moving fast here on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.